Zakhtayel Gemish Levaita Masechtes Nazir Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel Misha Nadar Bin Nazir. This person made an ed to be a Nazir. Now, somehow, he decided, I don't think I'm a Nazir. The way I said it, I don't think I became a Nazir. V'nishal l'chacham. He went to ask a chacham, and the chacham said, no, you are a Nazir. But he wasn't careful to stay away from wine, because he first paskened on his own, then he went to ask the shayla. But I was drinking wine, because I thought I'm not a Nazir. I thought that the lashon that I used does not make me a Nazir. Zakta Mishnah Moina, he starts counting his Naziris, Mishosh and Nodar, from the time that he made the Kabbalah. Wait a second. You mean the days on which he drank wine counts toward his Naziris? And the answer is yes. You know, he should have not drunk the wine. That's true. You don't assume what the Psak Halach is, then go just to double check with the Rav. You first ask the Rav, then you act. But Lamaisa, he really, really thought he's not a Nazir. Now, if a person knew for sure that he's a Nazir and he drinks wine, those days don't count. And that's a Knas Midrabona. Now, what if he came to ask the Chacham, I made a Kabbalah Naziris, I don't think I used the right Lashon. Nishal l'Chacham, he asked the Chacham, and in this case, v'hitirai, the Chacham Taka said, you're right, you're not a Nazir. The Lashon you used is not a valid Lashon for Naziris. Now, hoysalei behema mefereshes. He already set aside a behema that he was going to use for the karbonis of a Nazir. But he's not a Nazir. You can't have the karbonis of a Nazir if there's no Nazir. So, zakta mishnah, teitzei v'tira be'eder. No problem with these animals that he set aside to be the karbon of a Nazir. There's no hegdish on them. Teitzei, they can just go out, v'sira, and graze be'eder with the rest of the herd. And everyone agrees, even the Beis Shammai. Amru Beisil Beishamai, the Beisil said to Beishamai, Yata Moidim Bezesh, U Hegdish Betas? Aren't you Moid over here? Isn't this a case of Hegdish Betas? And you told us in the last two Mishnayas, that when it comes to Hegdish, even if it's a mistake, the Hegdish takes effect. And yet here, the halacha is, Shetetze, the behema just can be sent out, Besira, it can graze, the Eder, in the herd with the rest of the behemas. There's no Hegdish on it. It's a Chulin Behema. How do you explain this, Beis Shammai? You hold Hegdish B'Tos as Hegdish. Why is this different than Shor Shocha Sheyetzi Mibesi Rishon and the white one comes out? Then you said, even though it's a mistake, it's Hegdish. Why not over here too? So the emes is, but Tanur explains that Beis Shammai did not even answer Beis Hillel on this. They held that the Kasha is not a Kasha. The two cases aren't similar. If I mean to be Magdish one thing, and by mistake I'm Magdish something else, or something else is Hegdish. But over here, what's he saying? I'm separating Karbonos to be my Karbon Nazir, but he's not a Nazir. So, how could Hegdish be Chal? There's nothing for the Hegdish to be Chala. It's like someone who says, this is my Chatas, but he's not Mechuyev Chatas. He didn't do any Aveir B'Shagig. That's not called Hegdish Petois. There's nothing for the Hegdish to be Chala. So the Shammai aren't answering that to Beis Hillel. They're just responding from an outside source. You're so sure, Beis Hillel, that Hegdish Petois doesn't work? Amrulan Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai said, and let me ask you a question. They said, let's ask you, Beis Hillel, a question. Atem Moedim, are you not Moedim? Misha Tov, someone made a mistake during the process of Meiser Behema. Okay, let's stop a second. The Torah commanded us, perhaps you remember this in Masechtas Bechayreis, that we should take Meiser from all the Behemais HaTehayreis that are born to a person's herd every single year. And that tenth Behema is a Karban Meiser. The Pasuk says, B'chal Meiser Bokar V'tzayin Kala Sheyavr Tachas HaShavet to Asiri Yekadosh Lashem. We learned in Masechtas Pesachim and the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah when you have to separate Meiser Behem. But the Meiser, how do you do it? You line up all the sheep and they come out through a narrow doorway where they can only come out one at a time, single file. The Bailim count them as they come out. When the tenth one comes out, you put the stick on top of it that has Sikra. Sikra is red paint, and you say Reza Meiser. Maybe you remember this Mishnah from Masechtas Bechayrais, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Well, there it said when the Bilam are counting the sheep as they're coming out. Let's say by mistake, he skipped 9. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. So really he called the 9th one, which is really the 9th one, he called out the 10th one. When he realized his mistake, so he said, okay, so the next one is 9? So now he called the 10th one the 9th one. As the 11th one came out, so he continued counting. If the last one was 9, so he goes now to 10. So the din is, those sheep that he by mistake called the 10th, and that would be the 9th one and the 11th one, they have Kedusha. And also the sheep which is actually the 10th one has Kedusha, even though by mistake he called it the 9th one. The bottom line is, the Kedusha is Chal. The Kedusha of Ma'aseh Behemoth takes effect on what's really sheep number 9, which he called 10. So when he realized his mistake, he went back to 9, and he counted 9, 10. So he called the 11th one 10. So we're going to consider the 11th one Ma'aseh Behemoth also. So really, sheep's 9, 10, and 11 are all going to be Ma'aseh Behemoth. 9 because he called it by mistake 10, after skipping 9. The next one because that was actually the 10th. But he went back to 9 and called the 11th one 10, and the 11th one because he calls that 10 also. And the Basil don't argue on this. So you see from here that Hegdish B'Toras is Hegdish. Amr Lehen Beishameh, so the Beishameh said, okay, let me ask you, Basil. Yatim Moidim, you're not going to be Moidim. Mishata, a person who made a mistake as he's counting his Maaser Behemah, as the Behemahs are walking through single file, and he's holding the stick with the red paint on it. V'kara latashia sidi, by mistake, he calls what's really the 9th one, the 10th one. And then v'liasidi sashi. What's really the 10th one, he calls 9, because he goes back to counting 9. V'liachad asar asiri, and then, because he counted the 10th one 9, so when the 11th one came through, he calls that 10. And the din is shehu mekodesh. The ones that he called 10 by mistake, sheep 9 and 11, have kedusha. So the Mishnah say, I have a kash on you. You're asking me from this case of the Nazir, where it turns out he's not a Nazir. The Behemoths aren't Hegdish. So I'm asking you from this case. You see, he made a mistake, and it is Hegdish. I'm a Lem Basil. So Basil said, Loi, no, you can't bring a Raya from Maisa Behema. You make it sound like, oh, because the Maisa, he put the stick on it and counted it 10, even though it was a mistake, that's why it gets its Kedusha. That's not the reason. You think Hashavit Kitshai, the stick, gives it the Kedusha? You think it's because he called it 10 by mistake? I'll prove to you his mistake doesn't give it Kedusha. Umay iluta, suppose he made a mistake. Then Niachas Hashavit, and he put down this stick with the red paint, al shmini, on sheep number 8 that comes out. Not sheep number 9, sheep number 8 that comes out. Or val shnayim asar, or somehow he called not the 11th, but the 12th one. He called that 10. Shema Asaklum, is there any Kedusha that's Chal? For sure not. So you see, just by mistake, calling something the 10th does not make it Hegdish. Are you asking me why sheep number 9 and 11 that he calls 10 is Hegdish? Now, the rather, Kosev de Pasik, Shekidish, Esu Asiri, that said number 10 is Hegdish. Hu Kiddish, Esu Achiv, Esu Achadasar, that Pasik teaches us that if you call the 9th one, the 10th, or you call the 11th one the 10th, it's also Hegdish. That's a special pasuk by Ma'aseh Behemah. But it's not because he made a mistake. You see, stam a mistake? Calling the 8th one or the 12th one the 10th does nothing. Okay, let's chaz over our Mishnah. Perikei Mishnah Gimel. Someone promised to become a Nazir. He decided on his own. Nah, it wasn't a good Lashna used. I'm probably not a Nazir. He doesn't think he's a Nazir. He drinks wine. To double check, he asks a chacham, and the chacham says, you are a nazir. So he counts his naziris from the time he made the Kabbalah, even though he drank wine in the middle. If he was amazing and he drank wine, so midrabban, he would lose those days. Now suppose he asks the chacham, and the chacham says, no, you're not a nazir. Use that lotion, whatever it was. No, that doesn't make you a nazir. But he already set aside a behemah for my carbon naziris. No problem. Let those animals go out and graze with the rest of the flock. Tait save a sirah be'eder. You're not a nazir. So the Basil said to the Beis Shammai, so what do you see? You see Hegdish B'tayis. It's not Hegdish. So really, the Beis Shammai say, no, Hegdish B'tayis is Hegdish. In this case, it's not Shaykh, because he made a carbon nazir, and he's not a nazir. So normally we'll say, if you're magdish something by mistake, it's chal. Here there's like nothing to be chal. But lemaisa, it's not what the Basil answered the Beisham, right? Rather, they brought a raya, we'll prove to you that it's hegdish, even if it's a mistake. By Maisa Behema, they're supposed to walk out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 single file. On the 10th one, you put down the stick, gently, a little bit of red paint, and that's Maisa Behema. If by mistake, he didn't count right, and he called the 9th one the 10th one, then he said, oh, so he went back to the 9th one with the next, and the next was really the 10th. But he went back to 9, he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Oh, what did I do? So the next one comes out, it goes back to 9. And then the next one, he calls 10. So really, what did he do here? He called the real 9th and 11th one the 10. So all three are Maisa Behema. The 9th one because he called it 10. The 10th one, which he called 9 because it's actually the 10th. And number 11, which he also called 10. So you see, it was a mistake. And despite that, it's Hegdish. So say the Bishamai. Now, what do you say to that, Basil? According to you, a mistake is never Hegdish. So the Basil say, it's not the mistake. It's not that he, by mistake, he put the stick on it. Look, if he called the 8th one Hegdish or the 12th one Hegdish, it wouldn't be Hegdish. Right there, the Pasuk says that for whatever reason, if you call the 9th one the 10th or the 11th one the 10th, it becomes Hegdish. But that's not a din in Hegdish Betas. That's a special Gzeiros HaKasev by Maisa Behema for Behema's 9 and 11.